啊，哈利路亚 ！Good morning, brothers and sisters.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，早安。
啊 ，This morning we would like to continue to study the 10 basic beliefs.
那今天早上我们要利用这段时间，跟大家继续来学习我们十大信条。
Since January, we use one Sabbath session to discuss one article of faith.
那么自从一月份开始，我们利用每一次安息日的聚会都来讨论一条信条。
So we know that this is the foundation of our faith.
我们都知道这十大信条是我们基本的信仰。
Because we know that the Bible tells us the truth set us free.
我们都知道真理能够使我们得自由。
We receive many grace from God.
我们得到神许多的恩典。
However, the truth is the foundation.
但是真理却是我们信仰的根基。
So today we discuss the fifth article of our faith, which is to believe in the Holy Spirit.
今天利用这段时间要来跟大家研讨的是真耶稣教会基本信仰第五条，也就是要信圣灵。
The statement is this, receiving the Holy Spirit, evidenced by speaking in tongue, is the guarantee of our inheritance of the kingdom of heaven.
信受圣灵系得天国基业的凭据，并以说灵言为受圣灵之证明。
First, we must discuss what is the Holy Spirit.
首先我们谈圣灵，当然要看看什么是圣灵。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4, verse 24.
约翰福音第四章第二十四节。
John 4, verse 24.
约翰福音第四章第二十四节。二十四节，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Here the Bible tells us God is a spirit.
在这里很明显的告诉我们，神是一个灵。
God is not an object.
神不是一个物体。
God is not a photo.
神更不是一个形象。
God is not an image for us to worship.
神不是一个固定的形象让我们来敬拜。
God is spirit.
神是一个灵。
Spirit, you cannot see it.
灵就看不见。
However, you can experience it.
但是灵却可以体验。
If he want you to experience it.
如果神要我们体验他的灵，我们就体验得到。
Just like electricity is not visible.
就好像电一样，电是看不见。
However, when a light bulb is electrified, having the energy, then it will shine.
但是我们看到灯被点亮了，所以我们知道有电通过。
So Holy Spirit.Is the spirit of God?
因此，我们说神圣灵是神的灵。
There are many kinds of spirits.
在这边，我们看到世界上许许多多不同的灵。
There are human spirits.
有人的灵。
Because we all have spirit dwelling in our body.
我们都有灵住在我们的人体里面。
There are angel spirits.
有天使的灵。
There are evil spirits.
有邪灵的灵。
However, there's one greatest and highest spirit, which is the Holy Spirit.
但是在所有灵当中最伟大也是最大的，也就是圣灵。
So he is God himself.
那么圣灵就是神自己本身。
Now, then we talk another question.
那么我们要提另外一个问题了。
Why do we need the Holy Spirit?
我们为什么要得圣灵呢？
First,
首先
if we want to go to the heavenly kingdom, we must be born of the Spirit.
我们要进入天国必须要从圣灵重生才可以。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
我们看到约翰福音三章。
Verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节，第五节耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不从水和灵，圣灵重生，就不能进神的国。
Here there was an old man, an old Pharisee called Nicodemus come to ask Jesus about salvation.
这边看到一个老犹太人做官的尼哥底母来问耶稣什么叫做得救救恩。
How can he receive true salvation, eternal life?
那么如何我才身为一个人能够得到这个永恒的生命呢？
Jesus gave him two criteria.
主耶稣在这边跟他讲了两个条件。
Because we know everybody die one day.
大家都知道有一天人会死。
Maybe today we think that I'm very healthy, I'm very successful, I don't need think about religion, think about God.
今天有些人认为今天我这么样的健康快乐，我不需要神，也不需要相信任何的宗教。
However, I tell you, life and death is just crossing the line.
但是我们可以知道生死只有一线之隔而已。
If you go to hospital,
如果我们到医院
viewing the patients,
看病人的时候
you can ask them, last week I was very healthy.
你可以问问他们，他们可能上个礼拜正高兴快乐呢。
I was very healthy, very.
而且非常健康的。
However, this week may be falling very ill.
但是这个礼拜却感到非常的辛苦，
maybe
生病了。
Maybe next week in the cemetery.
说不定下个礼拜就进坟墓了。
So life is just crossing the line.
因此，生死只有一线之隔而已。
You never know when life will end.
我们都不知道这条线什么时候临到我们身上。
So、that's why Nicodemus want to ask about salvation.
因此，尼哥底母在这边很积极的要问主耶稣。
So Jesus tell him two criteria.
主耶稣告诉他两个条件。
First, born of water.
首先要能够由水而生。
We talk about that. That is to receive the true water baptism.
这个水我们上次讲过，也就是要接受纯正的大水洗礼。
Secondly, Jesus said, "You must be born again out of the Spirit."
第二，要从圣灵而生。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？Before we were dead.
在我们死之前。
Before we were spiritually dead.
在我们在属灵里面死之前。
Because we were in sin.
我们因为有犯罪
we have、so、many
我们有许多的软弱
we cannot change ourselves.
我们没有办法改变自己
However, if we receive the Spirit of God,
但是如果得了神的灵
Holy Spirit will change us.
那么这个圣灵就要借此改变我们
to renew us.
能够更新我们
Just like a baby born again.
就好像一个新生的婴儿一样
change our character.
能够改变我们的特性
change our everything.
改变我们的行为跟理念
We know that we all want to change ourselves.
今天我们都说我们要改变自己
Every year, January the 1st, we always make so many determination, resolution.
每年的第一天1月1号大家都做很多的决定。
I want to do this.
我今年要做这个。
I want to change myself.
今年我要改变自己。
I change my bad habits.
今年我要改掉坏习惯。
I do better.
能够做更好的事。
However, after a while, go back to the same.
但是过没多久我们又回到旧我了。
Next year, do the same resolution.
明年来了1月1号又是一样的决心。
Why?
为什么?
We have the will.
因为我们想做
But we don't have the strength.
但是我们没力
However, Holy Spirit will help us.
在这里告诉我们圣灵要因此而帮助我们
To change ourselves,
能够改变我们
To be a better person,
变成一个更好的人
To be a new person,
变成一个新人
Secondly,
第二点
Holy Spirit give us eternal life.
圣灵带给我们永恒的生命
Let's turn to John chapter 7 verse 37.
我们请看约翰福音第七章第七节
John 7 verse 37
约翰福音第七章的第七节
三
十七节七章三十七节三十七节节期的末日就是最大之日耶稣站着高声说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中流出活水的江河来三十九节耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的那时还没赐下圣灵来因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀
Jesus one day stood up and acclaimed that whoever thirsty can come to me
在这边说到主耶稣有一天站起来高声说如果人渴了就能到我这里来喝
What does it mean thirsty?
什么叫做渴了
This thirsty is not physical thirst
这个渴不是说我们肉体上的渴
If you have physical thirst, it's very easy. You get a cup of water, you can quench your thirst.
如果我们身体渴了，很简单，喝杯凉水就可以解决。
However, sometimes we don't need food. We don't lack food.
但是今天我们不缺食物。
We don't lack water.
我们不缺喝的。
But sometimes we are not feeling happy.
但是我们却总觉得心灵饥渴。
We are not feeling satisfied.
我们总觉得不满意。
Deep down in our heart.
在我们内心的深处。
Maybe in the middle of the night.
也许在这个夜深人静的时候。
So empty.
我们都觉得空虚
feeling so hopeless
我们都觉得无助
sometimes we don't know why we're here
有时候我们甚至觉得自己为什么要来到这里
that's why in the developed world
因此在发展完全发展的国家里面
so many people was not happy
有许许多人心中没有办法得到真的快乐
deep in the heart is very thirsty
因为在他们内心深处总是不满足饥渴的
but who can satisfy the heart
但是如何有谁能够满足这个饥渴呢
Jesus said you can drink my water
主耶稣告诉我们说要能够来喝我所赐的水
refer to the Holy Spirit
也就是谈到了圣灵
because God is the one who gives life
因为神是赐生命的神
if God's life is in us
如果神的生命在我们里面
we will change
那么我们就要改变
we have true salvation
我们有真正的救恩
thirdly
第三点
Holy Spirit testify that we are the sons of God
圣灵也证明我们是神的儿子
of course on a whole general broad perspective
当然我们如果以一个全面性的来说
All the humankind were created by God
那么所有人类都是由神来造的
Because the first human being was called the son of God
因为第一个人被神所造就是神的儿子
The whole mankind were the sons of God
因此全人类也都是神的儿子
However, since the first human being committed sin
但是从人类的第一个人犯罪之后
They were cast outOf the Garden of Eden.
那么他们被逐出了神的伊甸园
They lose the sonship.
那么他们已经失去了做儿子的身份。
They lose the inheritance.
做也失去了能够承受天国的身份。
They lose eternal life.
那么他们也失去了得到天国救恩的身份。
However, Jesus wants to bring salvation to us.
但是主耶稣在这个时候要能够把救恩带回来给人类。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Romans 8 verse 14.
罗马书第八章第十四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
罗马书第八章第十四节，十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Verse 16.
第十六节，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Here Paul told us, Holy Spirit testify with us that we are the children of God.
在这里，保罗告诉我们，圣灵与我们的心同证，说我们是神的儿女。
This is very important.
这是很重要的一点。
Because God has all the goodness.
因为神有所有的好好处。
If we are his children,
如果我们是他的儿女
，then we can share his goodness.
因此，我们就从他那里得到最好的。
But how do we know we are his children?
但是我们怎么知道我们就是他的儿女呢
？Just like today, you can always hear the news.
今天我们常常听到新闻这么说。
So and so big billionaire or millionaires.
我们会说，我们会常听到有个人是亿万富翁、千万富翁。
Sometimes, all of a sudden, somebody claim, this boy, this woman come out and say, oh, I have this baby, this belongs to this millionaire.
就当这个有钱人成为亿万富翁的时候，就有一个人会说他是他的小孩。
And another one will come, oh, I also, he's my grandpa, he's my father.
那么就会看到另外一个人说他是我的祖父。
So who can know whether they are true children of him or not?
那么从这边我们怎么知道说谁要如何证明我就是谁的儿女呢
？Of course, now they have DNA tests, it's easier.
那么今天我们都知道用这种用这种生化的方式来证明说谁是谁的孩子。
However, spiritually speaking,
但是属灵来说
，Who is the children of God?
那么谁是神的儿女
？Holy Spirit give us this testimony.
但是圣灵要在这边为我们做见证。
Fourthly,
第四点
Here tell us, Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
那么这圣经告诉我们，也告诉我们说，圣灵就是我们得天国基业的凭据。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们请看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
The book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14.
以弗所书第一章第十三、第十四节。以弗所书第一章第十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Now, here this verse Paul told us, Holy Spirit is to guarantee our heavenly inheritance.
在这里，保罗利用这封书信告诉我们，圣灵是我们得基业的凭据了。
There are many people in this world believe in religion.
那么今天有许多人都信不同的信仰。
We know that religion is very important.
我们都知道宗教对一个人来说很重要的。
However, religion can also be very dangerous.
但是有些宗教会对人类带来危险。
For example, let's give you an example.
比如说
，If somebody asks you,
如果有人问叫你这么做
，You take this job.
如果你拿了这个工作
，I pay you $1 million per year.
你帮我做这个，那我给你100万年薪。
I think that for us normal ordinary people, we're not CEO, but if $1 million a year is a good job, is my dream job.
我们第一次听到这样的条件，当然觉得说这不得了了，一年100万年薪，我一定这个工作一定要拿的。
Of course, you say, "Oh, let me sign. I want to take this offer."
我们当然很高兴，就说那么我要签合约，我要做了。
However, the employer told you.
但是雇主这么说。
There's one clause.
有一个条件。
I pay you after you die.
那么在你死后我才付你这100万。
Oh, they said, no way, I'm not taking it.
当我们听到这样的条件，我们当然觉得说不要把我当笨蛋了。
You pay me every month, how can you pay me after I die?
你当然每个月付给我了，怎么能够我死了才付我呢？
Pay me after I die for what? For what use?
那么我死了才付我，那有什么用处？
So nobody will take this job.
所以没有人就会领这样所谓的高薪的工作。
However, today religion is the same.
但是今天的宗教有这样的类似形式。
So many religions in the world.
许许多多的宗教在这个世界上。
All the religion promise us.
但是所有的宗教都带有一种应许。
You do this, you do that.
如果你做这个做那个。
Worship like this, offer money.
那么如果这样来敬拜所谓的神，那么这样的奉献。
After you die, you go to heaven.
那么你死了之后就可以上天堂。
Basically, all religion telling us this.
差不多所有的宗教都有这样的一个宗旨。
Now, people will ask, what if there's no heaven after dying?
但是有人会问了，如果死后没有天堂怎么办
how do I know there is heaven?
没有人能够证明告诉我说天堂真的存在耶。
Anyone among us here been to heaven for a visit before?
今天在座的有任何人去过天国吗
We've seen a website of heaven?
我们是看过这个所谓电脑上出现天国的样子吗
？No，
没有人看过。
But how do we know the religion, the faith we are believing is true？
但是如何要证明我们所信的信仰是真的是确实的
？Paul told us that through receiving the Holy Spirit。
但是保罗在这里告诉我们，借由得着圣灵。
Now, Paul used two key words here。
保罗用了两个很重要的字眼。
Paul said, Holy Spirit is just like a seal。
保罗说，圣灵就像是印记
，like a stamp, like a signet, just push。Press on the paper or document.
那么这个印记也就代表一个证明、一个签名、一个证明，说你一定会得到这样的这样的东西。
For example, there's a book here.
就好像说有一本书。
If you push the stamp there,
如果我们盖个印
，Does name the stamp bear a name? And then, oh, this book belongs to you. You know?
那么这个章子盖上去就有你的名字了。
So Holy Spirit is just like a stamp.
圣灵就好像一个印记。
If God gives us the Holy Spirit,
如果神给我们的这个圣灵
，we know we belong to God.
那么这个印记就要证明说我们是属神的。
Seal guarantee the heavenly inheritance.
因为这个印记就要证明，而且保证我们得得到。
This is a picture of one of the seal recovered from the ancient time.
那么在荧幕上这个就是一个印记。
Of course, different culture, different civilization always have seal to represent ownership.
那么在古时候人用的所谓的印记，但印记不同的文化、不同的时间背景都有所不同的。
Including us, Asian China also use the jade for or pearl for seal.
就好像我们中国人以前都是用玉来雕刻一个印来盖上自己的名字。
Another word Paul used to describe the Holy Spirit.
那么我们看另外一个字眼，保罗说的一个重要的字眼。
Now in English, it says a deposit is a deposit guaranteeing. Actually, in the Greek word also says it's a deposit.Guaranteeing what is to come.
那么第二个字眼，保罗说，圣灵是我们得基业的一个凭据。
So 凭据哈 ，that is a deposit.
那么凭据也就是好像一个定金一样
啊。For example, when you do a big business transaction.
比如说我们做一笔大生意。
Before you transfer all the money there.
在我们完成所有交易之前。
But to show that you are serious to buy.
那么当我们有兴趣，而且要告诉对方说我们有这个意思要买。
Okay, 10% down payment.
那么人家会说，那10%的所谓的定金
啊 ，90% I'll give when the whole transaction is finished.
那么剩下的钱等到全部做完之后，我再全部交给你。
Now, today is the same.
今天也是一样。
God promised us.
神定许我们。
If you believe in Him,
如果我们信他
，you keep the commandment.
那我们能够遵守他的
诫。You do good.
我们能够做好的行为。
After you die, you'll be with Him.
死后，那我们就能够与他同在。
And nobody gone to heaven before.
但是今天我们没有人去过天国。
Those who die cannot come back to testify to you.
凡是已经过世的，没有人可以回到这个世界告诉我们像什么样子。
However, how do we know there's heaven?
但是我们如何知道有天国存在呢
？God gives us the Holy Spirit.
那么神给我们圣灵。
Give you a pledge.
给我们一个印记。
Give you a deposit.
给我们一个定金。
Let you experience something special.
在我们得到天国之前，让我们已经体验到这个圣灵的特别。
And you know it's different.
让我们就感受到这是不一样的。
Oh, heaven is real.
告诉我们天国是真的。
God is real.
神是真的。
So this is why God gives us the Holy Spirit.
因此神借用这样的两个理由给我们圣灵。
Now, speaking in tongue is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
说灵言说方言也是得圣灵的一个凭据。
We'll talk about that.
我们会提到这一点。
Now first, we talk about some common misconception about Holy Spirit.
今天我们来看看有些人对圣灵的一个误解。
Of course, we all believe in the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道，我们都相信有圣灵。
However, there's some different understandings.
但是却有不同的解释。
Now, one of the understanding was after you believe in the Lord Jesus, you automatically receive the Holy Spirit.
其中一个对圣灵的误解，也就是说，信主以后就受圣灵了。
They will say,
有这么说法。
If I did not receive the Holy Spirit,
如果我没受圣灵
，How can I believe in the Lord Jesus?
那么我怎么样信？主呢
？So I must have received the Holy Spirit when I believe in Him.
换句话就是说，我既然信了主，我就得圣灵。
So this is what one of the very common belief.
那么这是一个比较常常出现的一种误解。
However, if you look at the Bible carefully,
但是我们回到圣经。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 19.
我们请看《使徒行传》十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传第十九章。
Verse 1-7.
第一节到第三节。
Acts chapter 19, verse 1-7.
《使徒行传》十九章第一节到第七节，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。第二节问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。”第三节，保罗说：“这样你们受的是什么洗呢？”他们说：“是约翰的洗。”第四节，保罗说：“约翰所行的是悔改洗，告诉百姓。” 当信那在他以后要来的，就是耶稣。第五节，他们听见这话，奉主耶稣的名受洗。第六节，保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。第七节，一共约有十二个人。
Now, if we look at the experience of the apostle, then we know that is the standard, because this is the original faith.
那么这边我们可以看到，在使徒时代，这个是属于最基本的信仰。
Now, when what happened was when Paul went to a place.
当保罗经过一个地方的时候。那么在以弗所。
And he met some disciple.
那么他遇到了一些使徒们。
Now, what is a disciple?
什么是使徒
？Disciple, of course, it be disciple to follow Jesus Christ.
使徒就是已经跟随主耶稣基督过的人。
They believe already.
他们已经信主了。
But Paul asked them one question.
但是保罗问他们一个问题。
Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe?
你们受圣灵了没有？也就在你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
？Now, why did Paul ask this question?
保罗为什么问他们这样的问题
？If one person believe in Jesus and automatically receive the Holy Spirit, then Paul don't need to ask this question.
如果假设一个人信主就受圣灵的话，那保罗就不需要问他们这样的问题。
But Paul asked them.
但是保罗在这边问他们。
And they reply very honestly.
他们很诚实的回答。
No, we don't know this Holy Spirit.
没有，也未曾听见过圣灵赐下来。
And then Paul asked them, what the baptism do you receive?
保罗紧接下问他们，你们受什么洗呢？
Oh, they say only John the Baptist.
那么是约翰的洗而已。
So Paul tell them, now is the time when Jesus has crucified and raised up to heaven.
所以保罗立刻跟上，告诉他们说，当主耶稣受死升天之后，
Now we have to re-baptize. We baptize the name of Jesus.
那么从现在我们要重新受洗，能够用耶稣基督的名受洗。
And then pray for them.
然后为他们带祷告。
And they receive the Holy Spirit.
然后他们就受圣灵了。
So from this very simple example,
所以从十九章这一段经节里面，
these disciples they believe in Jesus.
这些使徒们当然是信主的。
However, they did not receive Holy Spirit when they believed.
但是当他们信的时候，却没有得过圣灵。
Second misunderstanding.
第二个误解。
Sometimes we think after we were baptized, we automatically received the Holy Spirit.
受浸礼，也就是受洗之后就得圣灵。
This is also a very common thought.
那么这也是许多人以为是这样的现象。
But let's look at another example.
但是我们看看另外一个例子。
Acts chapter 8.
我们请看一样《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8, verse 14.
使徒行传第八章第十四节。
14 to 17.
第八章第十四节。十四节，使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十五节，两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。十七节，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。十七节，于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
Now here record about some believers in Samaria.
在这边说到了，在撒玛利亚有一些信徒。
They already were baptized correctly, according to the name of Jesus.
在这边告诉我们，他们已经奉了主耶稣基督的名，受了正确的洗礼。
However, did not receive the Holy Spirit yet.
但是却还没受圣灵。
So Peter and John went to pray for them.
所以彼得、约翰就到他们那边为他们祷告。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
然后他们受圣灵。
So from this we know, even though one can be even baptized correctly, doesn't mean he automatically received the Holy Spirit.
从这个例子告诉我们，一个人接受了正确的洗礼之后，不见得就一定得圣灵，还必须要靠祷告受圣灵。
Third misunderstanding.
第三个误解。
Many of us think, I do many good deeds. If I do not have the Holy Spirit, how can I do many good deeds?
有些人认为，只要我做善心、做好事，那就是有圣灵了。
Because I bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为我所结出的是圣灵所结出来的善果。
However, we look at the Bible.
但是我们看看圣经怎么说。
There was one person really devout, do lots of good things.
这有一个人非常非常的热心做善事。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Verse 1 to 2.
《使徒行传》第十章第一节到第二节。第一节，在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。第二节，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
So this person called Cornelius, he was an Italian.
在这边告诉我们，有一个人名叫哥尼流，他是意大利人。
He was very devout.
他非常虔诚啊。
He prayed to God every day.
他向神天天祷告。
He helped the people.
而且他常常帮助百姓。
But he did not know Jesus yet.
但是他却不知道谁是主耶稣。
So God sent Peter to preach to him about Lord Jesus.
所以神 差遣彼得告诉他谁是主耶稣。
After Peter was preaching,
那么在彼得向他证道之后，
Let's turn to chapter 10 verse 44.
我们看同样一章的44节。
Chapter 10 verse 44.
第十章第44节，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
Here tells us only when Peter was preaching that Cornelius and his follower.Did receive the Holy Spirit.
在这边我们可以看到彼得还在那说话跟大家布道的时候，圣灵降在他们所有人身上。
So tell us one can be very fervent, do lots of good deeds, but doesn't mean he already have the Holy Spirit.
在这边也再一次告诉我们，一个人非常的好心，非常的善行，但是不代表他就有圣灵。
Now number four,
第四个，
Some people think that, oh, I'm very zealous in serving Lord Jesus Christ.
那么有人说很一个人很热心侍奉主。
I must have the Holy Spirit.
那么这个人一定就是有圣灵咯。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
我们请看马太福音第十九章。
Chapter 19 verse 27.
马太福音第十九章第二十七节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 27.
马太福音第十九章第二十七节，彼得就对他说，看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了，将来我们要得着什么呢？
Peter was not only zealous, but he also forsake everything in his life to follow Lord Jesus Christ.
彼得不仅是热心侍奉，他甚至撇下所有的东西要来跟随主耶稣。
And even the Spirit of God revealed to him that Jesus is the Son of God, is Christ.
那么甚至他见到异象，知道说主耶稣就是神的儿子。
Jesus revealed, Heavenly Father revealed to him.
那么天父向他启示。
So he knew that Jesus is Son of God.
那么他已经了解明白前面这位主耶稣就是神的儿子。
But at this point, did he receive the Holy Spirit yet?
但是在这一点，我们看看他还没有受圣灵
Not yet.
还没有的。
Only until the day of Pentecost.
那么一直到使徒行传，也就是五旬节的时候。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
我们请看使徒行传第一章。
Verse 4.
使徒行传第一章第四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 4 to 5.
使徒行传第四章第四节第五节。第四节，耶稣对他们聚和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。第五节，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
So Jesus said, after a few days in the day of Pentecost, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣告诉他们说，在五旬节过后，你们就要受圣灵了。
Now, even though Peter was very zealous,
所以就算说彼得非常的热心事主
，However, before Pentecost, he did not receive Holy Spirit.
但是在五旬节之前，他是没有圣灵的。
He could be touched by the Spirit of God.
也许他被神的灵感动过
，So that he believed in Jesus.
那么他信主了。
But it's different than receive the promised Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
但是被神的灵感动。与受圣灵，圣灵住在人的身体上是不一样的。
So Jesus said, "I'll give you the promise, Holy Spirit."
那么主耶稣说，我要赐给你应许的圣灵。
To be with you forever.
而且要与你永远同在。
So this is very important.
所以这里很重要了。
Number five.
第五个误解。
Now this many people, many Christians think like this.
有许多的基督徒甚至都这样认为。
Now speaking in tongue, they think it's good. It's one of the spiritual gifts.
说方言可以说是其中一个恩赐而已。
But not everybody have it.
并不需要人人都具有这样的恩赐。
They will quote 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28.
理由从何而来呢？哥林多前书十二章二十八节。
So they will quote 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28.
哥林多前书第十二章的第二十八节。二十八节，神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
Verse 29.
二九节，岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？三十节，岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？
So by this verse, they think that we see, well, it's good to speak in tongue, but not everybody speak in tongue because it's a special spiritual gift.
从这三节经节看来，似乎告诉我们说方言只是其中一项恩赐而已，不代表每一个人都必须具备的。
However, there's a misconception here.
但是这里有一个误会了。
Now, if you read Chinese Bible or English Bible, it seems that the word gift is just one thing, right? Gift, 恩赐. However, in original text in Greek, there are two different words.Concerning gift.
那么在圣经里面，不论读中文或是英文，在这边其实在恩赐上面只有这一个字代表在这里，但是在希腊原文里面 恩赐却有两个字来代表。
That means there are two kinds of speaking tongue. That means speaking tongue in two kind of situation.
换句话，这个恩赐既然有两种字眼来代表，也就是说，在恩赐底下的说方言也有两种方式。
Now the first kind of speaking in tongue, we speak in tongue in prayer or the praying tongue.
那么第一种我们所说的祷告中所说的方言。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2.
我们请看到哥林多前书第十四章的第二节。
chapter 14 verse 2。
十四章第二节，那说方言的原不是对人说的，乃是对神说的，因为没有人听出来。然而他在心灵里却是讲说各样的奥秘。
Now Paul first talk about this first kind of speaking tongue in prayer。
在这边保罗第一次说到所谓的在祷告里说方言。
How do we know he's talking about prayer?
那么我们怎么能够证明他是说到祷告呢
？Because Paul said, when he speaking in tongue, it's not speaking to human being, but to God.
这里说到说方言不是对人说的，而是对神说的。
So when do we talk to God?
我们什么时候向神说话呢
？Of course, through prayer.
当然是借由祷告。
So when we pray in tongue, we pray to God.
因此，在我们祷告当中用灵言祷告，也就是向神祷告。
And then this kind of tongue, nobody understand.
这样的方言是没有人听得懂。
It's a mystery.
是一个奥秘
Because this is not human languages.
因为这不是人类的语言
It's spiritual languages.
因为是属灵的语言
God understand.
只有神能够懂
If God wants you to understand,
如果神要我们也懂
Go open your ears.
那么神会开启我们的耳朵
So that you understand.
因此让我们能够了解说什么
There are so many testimony.
那么这样的见证在我们教会许多的
Just give you one.
再给大家一个例子
About 10 years ago in Edmonton Church.
差不多十年前吧，在艾明顿教会。
对 ，during one spiritual convocation。
那么在这个灵恩布道大会当中
，of course everybody was praying so hard。
那么当然大家都非常热心祷告。
There was one sister praying here。
那么有一个姐妹就在这边祷告。
Another sister praying beside her。
那么有另外一个姐妹就在她的旁边祷告。
During the prayer，
在祷告当中
，the second sister heard first sister kind of saying very loud， "Oh, may God help this sister, may God help this sister."
那么这个姐妹就听到她隔壁这个姐妹祷告呢，可以听得懂她说。愿神帮助这位姐妹。
And after the prayer,
祷告之后
，the second sister asked her.
那么这个姐妹就问她了。
Hey, during the prayer, I know you pray for me, in other languages, right? In Mandarin.
那么在祷告当中，我有听到你为我祷告，而且是说中文的。
Wow, you say it very loud.
而且是很大声哦。
And the first sister said, No, I didn't say it loud. I didn't say it in Mandarin. I just pray in tongue.
那么这个姐妹说，没有，我只是用灵言祷告，我从来没有在祷告当中跟你用中文的。
Because I don't mean to tell you this.
因为我并不是要告诉你说我要帮你祷告。
However, God opened the ears of the second sister.
但是神却开启了这个能够听得到灵言的这个姐妹耳朵。
Hear the meanings of the spiritual tongue.
能够听得出来那个姐妹到底在说什么，祷告什么。
So this is the mystery.
那么这就是奥秘了。
And also prayer, praying in tongue is to edify himself.
那么在这里说到，在祷告中说方言是能够造就个人。
安慰自己啊。
安慰自己。
Edify himself, huh?So it's very important.
所以这是很重要的。
We know that if we pray, there are many ways to pray.
祷告有许多的方式。
We can pray in silence.
我们都知道大家可以默祷。
Just like before we start the service, we pray in silence.
那么就好像我们聚会之前，我们用默祷的方式开始。
Another way we can pray in understanding.
那么另外一个方法就是能够用悟性祷告。
For example, if a little prayer in Mandarin or in English that you understand.
也就是说，我们用自己或是用大众可以听得懂的语言来带领这个祷告，叫悟性祷告。
Just like after the service, I know you're hungry now. After the service, you go down, have a meal. Before that, we'll hear an understanding prayer.
就好像我们待会聚完会之后到楼下用爱餐的时候，爱餐之前那个就叫悟性祷告。
However, there's another kind of prayer.
但是有另外一种祷告。
This pray in spirit, also pray in tongue.
也就是在灵里的祷告。
Because we know.Sometimes we pray in understanding, even though we say something, but only 2 or 3 minutes, we are running out of things to say.
就好像我们在悟性祷告当中，我们没有办法说一长篇的悟性祷告，可能两三分钟就结束了。
If you are very eloquent, maybe you can go up to ten minutes.
虽然一个人非常的这个所谓的有口才，也许可以讲个十分钟吧。
But after 10 minutes, you're running out of things to say.
但是十分钟之后，你已经没什么可以说了。
And every day, sometimes you say the same thing.
那么有时候我们会发现，我如果用悟性祷告，重复的字眼太多了。
So sometimes we know that why we pray in tongue.
所以也就是告诉我们为什么常常要用灵言祷告。
Because through prayer edify us.
因为经由祷告能够造就。
Verse 14. Let's read verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Chapter 14, verse 14.
第十四章第十四节，十四节这边说，我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告。 但我的悟性没有果效。
So when he pray in tongue, he pray in his spirit deep down communication with God.
当我们用方言祷告的时候，也就是在灵的深处与神来交通。
So he himself got edified.
那么祷告的人就能够得到造就跟安慰。
In Kenya,
在肯雅
there was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄。
Because they were very poor.
因为他们很贫穷的。
So they have sent the sons to dig the sand.
那么他们必须要叫他们儿子去挖土
啊，挖沙，
挖沙子
啊 ，so that to sell to the construction company。
那他们挖的沙子呢，就可以卖给这个建筑工人。
One day accident happened。
有一天啊、意外发生了。
When the son digging the sand，
当他的儿子在挖沙子的时候
，all the sand collapse。
那么所有的沙子就这样掉下来
，cover the sand。
那么就把这个儿子给活埋了
，kill him。
当然他就死了。
The father was so sad。
这个父亲当然就非常难过了。
Because losing a son is a pain.
因为丧子之痛是非常痛苦的。
Nobody can comfort him.
那么没有人可以安慰他了。
But however, thank God that he has strong faith in God.
但是很感谢神，这个父亲有很强的信心。
He knows God controls life.
他知道神控制了生命。
But in his heart, he's very sad.
在他的心里，他非常难过。
Nobody can console him.
周围的人真的不能够安慰他了。
But he needs to pray.
他去祷告。
Suddenly he prayed very deep.
那么他祷告非常深入。
He didn't know what he's saying. His tongue changed.
那么他并不太了解他自己在说些什么。
However, after prayer, he feel very deep peace.
但是在这个属灵的祷告当中，感觉到非常的平安。
God has comforted him.
那么神已经给他平安的感觉。
So many brothers and sisters experience this.
我们相信在座许多弟兄姐妹在灵里祷告的时候都有这样的体验。
So when a person receives the promised Holy Spirit,
所以当一个人得到应许的圣灵之后
，he speak in tongue in prayer.
那么他就能够用灵言在灵里祷告。
This is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为这是一样得圣灵的凭据。
Sometimes we think, oh, maybe human being can fake.
有时候我们会说，那人有时候会装的，会学的。
However, yes, of course, we can. Some people can fake. For example, if you speak other languages like Italian, they have those tongue of a rolling sound, like this, right?
那么当然，我们都知道，好像一些语言都可以用各式各样的方法来去学习的。
How about if one is faking, it will not last long.
但是如果是装出来的，没有办法持久。
There was one truth seeker.
有这么一个慕道者。
He came to the service.
那么他来教会聚会。
He said, "Oh, everybody is speaking like this. Oh, I can also do it."
那么他看到大家都所谓的说灵言，他也来学学看。
But after 5 minutes.
但是五分钟之后。
I said, "Oh, my mouth is very dry. I cannot do it anymore."
那么他说他真的是口干舌燥，他不能再学了。
Really, you try yourself. You can imitate, but it's not by yourself.
也许你可以学习，但是这不是出自灵里的。
So it's from God.
因为这是神来的。
So speaking in tongue is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以说方言是得圣灵的其中一个凭据。
When I went to Africa,
我去非洲的时候
，the youngest child received the Holy Spirit.
那么最年轻得圣灵的小朋友
，4 years old,
只有四岁。
He knelt down to pray.
他跪下祷告。
We tell him to pray Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
我告诉他要用 Hallelujah 赞美主耶稣来祷告。
Don't imitate.
不要去学人家。
Just pray Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
只要说 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Ask God to give you the Holy Spirit.
求神赐给你圣灵。
Oh, he was so innocent.
那么他很单纯的。
Because children, they are very innocent.
小朋友都很单纯的。
You tell them to do whatever, they just do it.
那么他只听大人说什么就做什么。
And he pray Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
所以他很热切的说 Hallelujah, Hallelujah 祷告。
And suddenly, his tongue starts to change.
那么突然间，他的舌头开始跳动。
So receive the Holy Spirit.
那么他就这样得圣灵。
Last year, December in Vancouver here.
那么去年12月就在我们文化教会
5 or 6 12 years old 10 years kid received the Holy Spirit here
我们看到有5到6位10到12岁小朋友就这样得到宝贵的圣灵。
Some people receive Holy Spirit later or older
有的人会也许年纪长一些才得到圣灵。
But however no matter how old you are
但是不论你多大年纪
If you pray to God
如果我们向神祷告
You receive the Holy Spirit
我们就能够得到应许的圣灵。
You experience
我们能够体验到
This pledge, this deposit
因为这样的定金这样的凭据
there was a truth seeker
有这么一个慕道者
he come to truth seeking
那么他来慕道
the first time he come to church
他第一次来到教会的时候
he was very open his heart
那么他感觉到他的心灵打开了
we tell him pray for Holy Spirit
我们告诉他你要求圣灵
he was in China
他在中国
before he knew about Christianity but he never go to a church pray like this
那么在他进入任何教会或宗教之前他不知道说要跪下来祷告
He went to other churches but their other churches do not pray like this do not kneel down do not pray out loud do not pray in tongue do not pray for Holy Spirit
那么他去过许许多多的教派的教堂但是没有一个教会叫他要跪下 求圣灵的样子来祷告。
Because other churches simply tell you, when you believe, you already have the Holy Spirit. You don't have to pray for it.
因为其他的教会都告诉他说，你一旦信就有圣灵。
However, let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
但是我们看看路加福音的第十一章。
Luke 11 verse 13.
路加福音第十一章的第十三节。路加福音第十一章的第十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况父母岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
At that time, we know from this verse, Jesus said, "Now, even though you're not very good."
在这边主耶稣说，就算你们虽然不好。
This means we human beings, we are not perfect.
也就是说，我们人类并不是这么好。
But if your children ask you something.
但是如果你的儿女要求你拿一些好东西，
you will give it to him.
当然我们会给。
As a parent, we love our children ask us something.
那么身为父母的总是希望自己的小孩跟我们来要点东西。
Yeah, if the children ask you for food,
如果他们来跟我们要吃的，
that means he's hungry.
因为他饿了。
Ah, you're very happy. Okay, give you some.
我们都知道啊，小孩子饿了，赶紧给他一点吃的。
However, if a parent using the food, chasing the children, oh, eat, eat, please eat. I think the parent is not happy.
相反的，如果当父母的拿着碗一直追着小朋友要他吃，其实这样是很不好的。
Children want to ask for a parent something.
那么小朋友有一天会转过头来向父母要东西的。
So here the same, God is our heavenly Father.
今天神是我们的天父。
Jesus said, "Heavenly Father, will we not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?"
主耶稣说，这样的天父难道不将圣灵给那些求他的人吗
？Ask Him, you receive.
所以你只要求就要得着。
So that truth seeker believe this statement.
所以这样的这个慕道者就信这一段。
Kneel down to pray.
所以他跪下祷告。
Close his eyes.
合上眼睛
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
他向神祷告 Hallelujah.
Praying very loud.
很大声
Earnestly, focus.
而且非常的专心迫切
Miraculously.
很奇妙的
After a few minutes.
几分钟之后
He feels just like an electricity current that coming down.
那么他感觉到好像电流一样从上而下
his tongue was saying Hallelujah.
那么他的舌头说 Hallelujah.
But later he cannot control.
但是之后他没有办法再控制了
Just like roaring.
那么就好像说舌音
He feels very hot.
那么他感觉到很热
After the prayer.
祷告之后
the minister told him,
那么传道者告诉他
Thank God, you have received the Holy Spirit.
感谢主你已经得圣灵了
That truth seeker today is with us, he's sitting at the back
那么今天这位慕道者跟我们同样坐在这里
Many of us receive this same experience
同样的我们在座有许许多弟兄姐妹都体验过这样的圣灵
Of course the timing is different Some people receive the Holy Spirit before they baptize or some after they baptize
得圣灵的时间点也许每个人不同也许在洗礼之前，也许在洗礼之后。
But this is the evidence receiving the promised Holy Spirit.
但是这却是我们得到应许圣灵的证明。
So the word gift in Greek is doria.
因此，我们看到在希腊文里面 ，doria 这个字是恩赐的意思。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们请看到《使徒行传》二章。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
《使徒行传》二章的第三十八节。二章三十八节。彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵
He in English tells us after you get baptized you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in Chinese 所赐的 a gift but this gift is concerning the Holy Spirit himself Doria
那么这边告诉我们说就要得到所赐的圣灵那这个圣灵跟赐都是 Doria 在希腊文这个字
This means to receive the promised Holy Spirit and when you pray you speak in tongue
也就是说我们会得到受信取的圣灵也就是能够说方言的圣灵
So this word appear in Acts chapter 2 verse 38
那么这个字这个四这个圣灵呢
这个 Doria 这个字、
这个字出现在三十八节
Verse chapter 8 verse 20
我们请看
We don't have to flip I just give you all these verses and then you can copy down
那同样的在使徒行传第八章的
二十节
二十节
Chapter 10 verse 45
以及第十章的第四十五节
Chapter 11 verse 17
还有十一章的十七节
All talk about this gift is Holy Spirit himself
那么这些经节所说到的恩赐圣灵的恩赐都是圣灵本身
This means everybody will have it
也就是每个人都应该要有的
If you pray, if you ask
如果你求如果祷告
Even though you are 70 years old you're still praying you'll receive it
那么就算你今年七十岁你跪下祷告求就能够得到
However, there are second kind of speaking in tongue
但是另外一种说方言
We call it the preaching tongue
也就是传道的方言讲道的方言
Used in preaching
也就是用在讲道方面
This means after a person believe in Christ
也就是在一个人信主之后
After Holy Spirit After he received the Holy Spirit
那么在一个人得圣灵之后
Holy Spirit will give him all different kind of gift
圣灵会给这个人许多的恩赐
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12
我们请看哥林多前书第十二章
We just read
哥林多前书第十二章我们刚刚看过、
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 to 31, talk about all different kind of gifts.
12章第28节到31节这里谈到了许许多多的恩赐
，including miracles, healing, helping people.
那么帮助人啦，治理事啦，还有行异能啦。
Now the gift here using this verse is different than the other one. Is charisma, charisma.
但是在这里所谓的恩赐，用的这个恩赐，这个在希腊文叫做 charisma.
So it's different than Doria, different than the previous one.
换句话说，说这个恩赐跟我们刚刚所看到几个经节讲到圣灵里面的恩赐是不同的。
This is a special spiritual gift.
那么这个恩赐是属于属灵上面特别的恩赐。
So when people receive this gift,
所以当一个人领受到这样的恩赐的时候
，you preach in a tongue.
那么他就能够用方言来讲道。
Now I'm preaching in English, right?
那么大家都听得懂，我现在用英文讲道。
At that time, people received the Spirit, and then the special gifts preaching in a spiritual tongue nobody understand.
但是在那个时候，人如果得了圣灵，他们会用方言讲道。
And then because nobody understand, that's why they need a translator.
因为说方言讲用方言讲道，没有人听得懂，因此他们要有一个翻译方言的人。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 26.
我们请看14章26节。
Chapter 14, verse 27, huh?
27节。14章27节，若有人说方言的，只好两个人，至多三个人，而且且要轮流说，也要一个人翻出来。
28。
28节，若没有人翻，就当在会中闭口，只对自己和神说就是了。
This is because in the church of Corinth,
在当时的哥林多教会
some people are proud.
有些人很骄傲
they are very gifted.
他们非常的有恩赐
they say, oh, I have spiritual gift.
那么他会说我有属灵恩赐
one will stand up and say, oh, I receive a message from God and preach in a tongue.
那么这样的人就会在会中站起来说我要用方言讲道因为我从神那里得到讯息
another say, oh, you have a tongue, I also have a tongue. He also stand up and say something.
那么另外一个人会说你会说方言那我也有这样的恩赐
Nobody knows where it's come from, but nobody understands everything.
那么没有人知道这样所谓的方言从何而来也没有人知道他们在说什么
So Paul said,
所以保罗说了
if you preach in a tongue,
如果你要再用方言讲道
First, you have to take turns. You cannot speak together.
首先要轮流来讲
And then secondly, you need a translator.
第二，你要有人翻译出来
If no translator, you keep quiet.
如果没有人能够翻译得出来，那么就安静闭口
So this speaking in tongue is tongue in preaching.
所以这里所谓的说方言的恩赐，这个说方言是用讲道来
It's a special gift.
是一个特别的恩赐
Not everybody have it.
不见得每个人都具有的
Not all the time.
也不是常常都有
So it's different than the tongue in prayer.
因此跟我们所谓的得圣灵说方言是完全不同
So we should not confuse the two.
因此这两种所谓的用说方言不能够混为一谈
Of course, nowadays God gives us the Holy Spirit, we understand the truth better.
今天神给我们圣灵，我们都能够借由圣经了解神的真理。
So fewer and fewer occasion that one will preach in a tongue and translate it into understandable languages.
也因此，我们在会众当中已经越来越少，甚至不曾见过所谓的用方言讲道的方式。
So this is special spiritual gift.
那么这是一种特别的属灵恩赐。
However, receiving the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongue in prayer is the evidence.
因此。得圣灵说方言是我们得圣灵的凭据
Everybody will have it
那么每一个人都会有的
Because this is the promise of God
因为这是神的应许
Today brothers and sisters
今天各位弟兄姐妹
Jesus said we have to be born of the Spirit
今天主耶稣告诉我们要从圣灵而生
However there's one very important point here
但是很重要的一点
Do not be just satisfied Because oh I can speak in tongue now I'm everything okay now
今天我们不能够因此而停下来说我已经会说方言已经得圣灵了
Don't have this concept
不要有这样的观念就满足了
Don't say, oh, I pray so hard for Holy Spirit and I'm speaking in tongue I'm waiting to go to heaven now
我们看到许多有些信徒很迫切祈求得圣灵了那么就停下来了
No
并不要停啊
The reason we want to have Holy Spirit is just like a flowing river from us Jesus said a stream come from the bottomVery flowing, keep flowing.
今天我们得圣灵最重要，就像主耶稣告诉我们，我们要有这样的圣灵，从心里面如同活水的泉源流出来一样。
Pray and let Holy Spirit help us to change ourselves.
那么要经由祷告，经由圣灵来改变我们这个人。
We have to be born again.
我们必须要重生才可以。
Totally change our behavior.
要能够完全的改变自己。
Then we will not.Disappoint Lord Jesus who gives us His Holy Spirit.
那么我们就不会枉费主耶稣赐给我们这么宝贵的圣灵。
May the Lord continue to guide and bless us.
那么愿神继续带领我们，祝福我们。
Let's sing hymn 252.
我们继续唱诗252首。